Hi, this is a follow-up visit. Name of the patient, Clifford Holcomb, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D-H-O-L-C-O-M-B. Clifford Holcomb, date of birth is 8-8-1976. Date of service is 10-24-2022. The patient is here for follow-up visit. He was provided a sacroiliac joint injections bilaterally as well as lumbar epidural injection on 10-10-2022. And he reports that he's almost like 75% improvement. He's joined a job where he's supposed to be working on a labor-intensive work. At this time, patient does report that he had 4 automotive accidents that caused him severe pain in the neck, upper back, and mid-back and lower back, with resulting multi-level disc herniation in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region, as well as bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement. The patient is not interested in any surgery at this time. He's trying to resolve the pain through the injection process. And he does show some promising result. The patient reports further that his pain medication, Tylenol with codeine, could not relieve his pain, and he requests a little more stronger medication like Percocet 10 for relief of pain and improving his ADL so that he can also work at this time. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to move around and carry the responsibility of the job, unfortunately. And currently, he's in the process of getting injections, almost 4 to 6 injections to each cervical, thoracic, and lumbar. One injection was done for his thoracic region at T7 and 8, where there is a herniated disc, on 9/28/2022. At this time, the pain level is around 5 due to the various treatments, and he's also undergoing a physical therapy. And his ADLs are affected around 5, and none of them are significantly affected, and this is the result of the treatment. He reports there is almost like 50% improvement. In the system review, neurology and psych patient denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, or fainting, blackout, seizures. He denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, or any confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. He does have some difficulty sleeping and poor work performance, and denies any anxiety or any depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient does have a stiffness and pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, mainly. And difficulty walking, some pain in the both wrist and hand is also reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is chest pain, but no asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that there is an improvement of the pain, almost 50% to 60%. And medical history, he reports that he is joining a job full-time. And at this time, there's no other changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medication remain Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The patient has been advised to try marijuana as it is available for the recreational as well as medical use, and we'll be more than happy to provide him with the certification if required, as he qualifies in case he chooses a non-surgical route. Physical examination, unfortunately, is as follows. The blood pressure will be 134/110. Pulse is 91. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the example will, rest of the physical examination will be from the previous visit. For 9/19/2022. Do not have the dictation number. Kindly check it out. along with diagnosis. Plan is to provide following medication for the patient: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Voltaren gel 3% 200 gram for topical pain relief, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief, 2 refills, Percocet 10 over 325, 1 tablet on a PRN basis, 30 days supply, 30 tablets were provided one time only, no refills. Patient will continue using the physical therapy and continue the process, and he will be scheduled for further injection if need be. Thank you.